Federal courts have used nationwide injunctions to block President Donald Trump's agenda on a variety of issues, from mass layoffs to deportations. Trump hates that check on his executive power, and his Republican allies in Congress want to put an end to it. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas chaired a joint hearing of the Senate Judiciary Subcommittees on the topic, saying, "We need to defend democracy."
This hearing is to highlight the effects of this judicial tyranny, of single judges deciding they know better when it comes to policy than do the voters of America.
Cruz blasted nationwide injunctions, also called universal injunctions, as, in his words, an orchestrated campaign of judicial obstruction. Democrat Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island says it's not judicial obstruction.
The madcap pace and roughshod lawlessness of Trump's executive actions mean district judges across the country are striking them down, not because of judicial obstruction, because he is breaking the law. Hearings like this prop up a narrative that bad courts are stopping dear leader Donald Trump because some cabal of Democratic judges is out to get him. Wrong. The reality is much simpler. He's breaking the law and doing it a lot, and judges are doing their job.
Republicans called two witnesses to support their case. Professor Josh Blackman of the South Texas College of Law said an onslaught of universal injunctions has made executive action impossible. Joel Alicea, professor at Catholic University of America, had other concerns.
The effect of a universal injunction is that the policies of the elected president are subject to what is effectively a veto by unelected district court judges. Because it only takes a single judge to issue a universal injunction, the president's opponents only have to win one lawsuit to stop the president, whereas the president has to win every single lawsuit if he wants to implement his challenged policies.
The Republicans also say Democrats have used nationwide injunctions against Trump policies far more than ever used against any other administration. But the witness called by Democrats, Pennsylvania law professor Kate Shaw, offered an explanation.
There is no question that the Trump administration has been on a losing streak in federal court. According to the most recent data compiled by Professor Steve Lodick, district courts have ruled against the administration in 97 cases to date. That is a large number, but it is a number that is best understood in context. First, it has to be viewed in the context of the unprecedented volume of executive action we have seen from this administration.
By late May, Trump had issued 157 executive orders, almost as many as Joe Biden issued in 4 years. Shaw says more executive orders means more court challenges. She says claims of judicial overreach are just attempts to neutralize any actor that would limit the president's power.
At this moment, courts are the only branch of government doing meaningful work to check the executive, protecting basic constitutional values, congressional prerogatives, and our liberty, which the separation of powers is designed to safeguard.
Several Republicans endorsed the idea of legislation to rein in court orders that could block the Trump agenda. Meanwhile, executive orders and legal challenges are sure to keep rolling in. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.